talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
By and by, hard times come a knocking at the door in my old Kentucky home. Good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky home. Far away.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song, in honor of the Kentucky Derby, Old Kentucky Home by Loretta Lynn, and that was picked out by today's show producer Paige Taylor, who originates from Kentucky. We won't hold that against her. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with the owner of Iola Modern, Iola Modern is a modern furniture store. We'll be talking with Stephen Ortego. Also, we'll be talking with remodeling contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. We'll also talk with Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory. And finally, Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. And Coralberry Cottage has an event happening starting this morning in about about 2 hours, starting at 11 o'clock. And if they have a brand new location. So if you would like to get a $25 gift card, a free $25 gift card from Coralberry Cottage, be one of the first 25 people to walk through their doors at 11 o'clock this morning. And you'll score yourself a $25 gift card. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine yet? We've got Katie Walters on the cover. She is the CEO and founder of Francis and Benedict. And you may have seen some of the dresses that Francis and Benedict creates. And they're fabricated in West Africa. And she has set up a foundation to allow these African women to sustain their themselves and their families by fabricating these very lovely dresses. And we also have our big bathroom feature in our spring issue, and we've got an amazing feature on lighting fixtures also that you'll want to pick up. Have a great weekend. And joining us now is Stephen Ortego with Iola Modern Furniture. How are you doing, Stephen?
Hey, doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Stephen, take a moment and tell everyone about Iola Modern.
Iola Modern is Charleston's destination for modern design, furniture, lighting, and outdoor living furniture, and rugs, bedding, housewares, and more.
Well, very good. That's an abbreviated description of everything Iola Modern has to offer. You folks have a brand new showroom that opened up in the last few months. Can you kind of describe what people will experience when they visit your new showroom at Iola Modern?
Thanks, Tim. Our new store is at 3169 West Montague Avenue. We're conveniently located between I-26 and I-526 on West Montague.
Uh-huh.
Our new store is 4,000 square feet. We've got a big parking lot for our customers around back. And we're featuring new collections from from American Leather, which is made in Dallas, Texas, Blue Dot furniture from Minneapolis, as well as furniture from abroad. We source furniture from Italy, from Spain, from Germany and Denmark. You can find all those new collections in our store now.
Excellent, excellent. In the past few years, there have been supply chain issues. Is Iola Modern experiencing anything like that anymore? Or is it easier to source furniture these days?
I think anyone in the furniture business would probably agree that we still do see some things happening from time to time. It's as easy as a paint finish that is has been made in Ukraine and is not currently available, as you might imagine. So, you know, there's still some things like that happen. But overall, our business is back to normal. We're able to ship to our customers within 3 to 4 weeks with a lot of goods that we offer. So, we've been able to pick back up on our lead times in the last year. It's been great.
Well, good deal. I understand you just got back into the country from a business trip abroad. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, happily. You know, a lot of people wonder where we source all of our things from. And the truth is we scour the globe. So part of that effort is to go to Milan every year. We attend Salone del Mobile, which is the world's premier furniture fair. A lot of our partners have exhibitions there, so we get to go and visit with them from wherever they live, wherever their manufacturing facilities are. So this year in Milan, we got to meet with Tom Dixon, one of our manufacturers from London. Gooby, who's from Denmark, did a massive exhibition in a public pool in Milan. It was a beautiful setting for them to display all their new outdoor furniture collections. And then the fair itself takes place in Fiera Milano, which is their huge convention center, if you will. And we see American brands, we see brands from Asia, we see brands right there in Italy, all over the world. They're there to exhibit all of their new collections for each season.
I'll bet the manufacturers are so appreciative that that Iola Modern goes to the trouble of going to a trade show in Milan, Italy.
I think it's a lot of effort on both parts. I'm sure that all of these manufacturers moving all of their goods to Milan to show is a big undertaking. I understand that. For us, it's an opportunity to get a global view of what the design world is up to. So it's very easy for us to get sort of complacent in the design aesthetic of our local surroundings. But it gives us an opportunity to see what's new and different around the world all in one place.
Mm-hmm. What do you think has happened over the years an antebellum, older historic city like city of Charleston has embraced modern furnishings that you'll find at Iola Modern?
That's a great question, and oftentimes people, the first thing they'll tell us, well, we're not modern. They might like a piece or two. And, you know, then I'll start telling them about how these manufacturers that are from Italy, when you go into a home or into a business in Italy, these buildings are hundreds of years old, and they look a lot like the architecture in Charleston, that a lot of it's very decorative and ornate. And the truth is that sometimes more stream and contemporary furnishings really look great in a space that is older home with a lot of architectural detail. It allows that detail itself to do all the talking in the room, where maybe a clean line sofa, you know, allows for your eyes to explore other things in the room. So I think it actually complements the architecture of the Lowcountry really beautifully.
Mm-hmm. What if someone is living in a more modernly built home, maybe it was built in the last 30 or 40 years, for example? How does modern furniture that you'll find at Iola Modern fit into that type of a home?
You know, I think that what we're seeing a lot right now in Charleston is a lot of people that are updating ranch homes. There's a lot of ranch houses in the Lowcountry, and those homes translate really easily and well to the modern design aesthetic. A lot of them tend to go a bit more mid-century. And so our furnishings feel right at home in those spaces.
Yeah, I think you're right. That mid-century modern, which I've heard for years and years and years, and then I realized recently that, hey, we're talking about a time period, mid-century, that's the 50s. You know, I was born in 1963, so gosh, it makes me kind of feel a little bit old.
Understood. Well, there is a bit of a misconception. I think a lot of people, we just talked about ranch houses. A lot of people think that ranch automatically means mid-century, but a lot of ranches in Charleston were built all the way up until the 80s. So it's not necessarily that, you know, something that is a ranch is mid-century. And vice versa. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of great examples of mid-century architecture in the Low Country. But as I said, ranch homes tend to go mid-century pretty easily and look great. We have a great offering of mid-century modern furnishings in Isola Modern.
You are an interior designer by trade. How do you help customers that maybe they're willing to take the leap and buy some modern furniture for their home, but they're maybe a little unsure about how to make everything look the way they want it to, and how everything's going to flow.
Sure, and that's a good point, and we see this oftentimes. Being an interior designer is only part of what I do at Isola Modern. You know, we are a retail store and we sell directly to the consumer. And so we welcome everyone into our store to shop with us. Additionally, we work directly with interior designers or to the trade, where we'll work with other interior designers to source furnishings for their projects. And so our in-depth knowledge of the business and industry is very helpful to those folks when they're looking to specify furnishings for a home or an office. Additionally, we are a full-service design studio, so we offer interior design services through Isola Modern, and we have a team of interior designers ready to help.
Oh, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, did you bring back any orders that you're going to be implementing to sell some of the furnishings that you saw at the Milan Furniture Expo?
Absolutely. That's a big reason why we're there, is to purchase for, you know, the next season. We are very excited to be bringing in a wonderful line of rugs from Spain called Nanny Marquina. They're all handmade rugs. So we're really proud of being able to offer a world-class brand like Nanny in our store. We work with Carpel, who's an Italy-based manufacturing house, and we've got a shop inside of our shop that is a Cartel shop, and so we've got their entire new collection that'll be in our store in the next couple months. As you might imagine, you know, at this furniture fair, they're only just showing potentially even prototypes to product that will be brought to market, and so it's not always immediate that something's going to end up at our store. So over the next 6 months, we'll see all of, you know, the new season's collections landing in store. Probably by fall, we'll have everything in stock.
Well, that's great. Well, hopefully you enjoyed a little of that Italian food and wine over there while you were there too.
Certainly not to be missed. Yeah, there was a healthy amount of food and wine enjoyed by all who got to attend.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Isola Modern? And you still have your original showroom in Parks Park Circle, right?
We do. We're still at 1021 East Montague Avenue in Park Circle behind Park Pets. We've been there for 5.5 years and still happy to be there. We have a great collection, quite different than the one in our new store on West Montague. So we do invite everyone to come in and visit. We are open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m.
Very good. Well, it's almost like Isola Modern's playing Monopoly, and you've got the properties on either side of Montague, East and West Montague, and you're just working your way into the middle.
We're happy to be doing that.
Well, good deal. Stephen, it was very nice talking with you. If anyone wants any more information, how can they find Isola Modern online?
You can find us online at www.iolamodern.com, where you can also shop our collection.
And we always have new listeners that may not have heard how you came up with that name, Isola.
Yep. So thanks for asking that question again. And Iola was my great-grandparents' home, which was quite different than all the homes in my hometown in Louisiana, which were Southern and traditional. I was particularly attracted to her mid-century modern house, and it was the inspiration for Iola Modern.
And you broke up a little bit. This is your great-grandmother's name is Iola, her first name,
that's
right?
That's correct. Iola is my great-grandmother, and she was the inspiration for Iola Modern.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, that's very touching. I'm sure you were very close with her, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Stephen Ortego with Iola Modern Furniture. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thanks, Tim. Take care.
And now we're talking with custom home builder and remodeling contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. How you doing, Chris?
Doing well, Tim. Thanks for asking.
You bet. Chris, take a moment and tell everyone about CK Contracting.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. CK Contracting has been serving the Lowcountry since 2002. We build and remodel homes. By far the majority of our work is home remodeling, and outdoor spaces as well. You know, we live in the Mount Pleasant area. Our office is, in the outer Mount Pleasant area, at the corner of 17 and 41. We've been there going on 8 years now. So we service about a 25-mile radius from that location, the office location, or about a one-hour drive. As you know, Tim, it can take an hour to go 25 miles here, depending on which direction you're going in. Mount Pleasant, obviously, we have a focus on that. Allendale, we'll even entertain McClellanville as well, just being in outer Mount P. It's not that far of a shot for us. Of course, the beaches, Isle Palm, Sullivan's, Inner West Ashley, even Inner John's Island, Kiwa Seabrook, that's not in our wheelhouse. Those areas are a little too far, and obviously we'll go inland as well. We've done work in, minimal work, in North Charleston and, Goose Creek, Crowfield Plantation, areas like that. But it's mainly along essentially the coastline.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Island?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I forgot to mention that. As a matter of fact, we just finished up a pool cabana in Daniel Island that Charleston Home and Design did a photo shoot of. Just came out in the latest issue as well. So yes, Daniel Island is definitely in the wheelhouse.
Good deal. Well, today I wanted to ask you about some of the outdoor living projects, and you just mentioned the pool cabana, some of the outdoor living projects that CK Contracting has been involved with. And I think last time we talked, you told me that CK Contracting has just taken on a line of outdoor cabinetry that you don't have to have a project going on necessarily with CK Contracting. That's something you can buy this outdoor cabinetry directly from CK Contracting, whether you have a project with you folks or not.
Yeah, exactly, Tim. Yes, the cabinet line is weather strong. We're also in the queue for NatureCast as well. To become a dealer with them as well. But primarily, right now we have the weather strong cabinets, which we used in the Daniel Island pool cabana. They're fully weatherproof. They can be exposed to the weather. This is obviously something you need for an outdoor cabinet. They make green egg inserts. They make grill inserts, end panels, wall cabinets. Should your project have wall cabinets, pretty much anything that's needed as far as outdoor cabinets. And like you said, yes, with us being a dealer for them, should somebody be a DIY, so to speak, we'll gladly sell you the cabinets. We'll do the design and then sell you the cabinets. We can do the cabinets and the install, which we would typically prefer to do. However, you know, if somebody really wants to get aggressive with it and install it themselves, that's fine. Or even other contractors who are interested, who have, maybe they have a new construction house and their clients want an outdoor kitchen space. We'll be happy to you know, sell and install those kitchens for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What is this outdoor cabinetry? What kind of materials are made from?
It's a solid PVC material, therefore being 100% waterproof. It comes in probably, I want to say, about a dozen and a half different colors. Some of them are solid colors, which give you more of a modernish look. Some are kind of a they have veining in them a little bit, like weathered wood, so to speak. You know, for a little bit more of a traditional look. Yeah, very durable. They're made in Florida, the product. Yeah, they have a short lead time. I think it's a 3-week lead time, which for cabinets nowadays is pretty phenomenal. We get them shipped to the project and then installed. And we've had really good success with them.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like my kind of cabinetry, where you could just take the garden hose and spray it out and boom, it's clean.
That's it. Absolutely.
Nice. Nice. Is the outdoor cabinetry that CK Contracting can sell to homeowners, whether they're doing a project with CK Contracting or not, is it sort of modular? Is it something that a DIYer could handle on their own?
Yes, modular is a great term for it. Yes, they're essentially cabinet boxes. Cabinet guys call them carcass, the box, you know, with a full overlay face on it, door and drawer, and the modular units can just be set next to each other, attached to the, you know, resting on the ground if they're a base cabinet, or attached to the wall should they be a wall cabinet, attached to each other as well. They also have leveling feet for them, which is pretty important for outdoor, because typically your outdoor surfaces aren't flat and level due to rain exposure and pitching of water to get it away from whatever areas you're trying to get it away from. So the leveling feet are work quite well. And then they have solid toe kicks on them as well. So yeah, very much like a modular cabinet, very much like your indoor cabinets would be, when you purchase them from a cabinet dealer as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ask the average person, you know, would you like an outdoor kitchen? And they would probably say yes. And
everyone wants an outdoor space today. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my wife does too, and we have a grill, but you know, we haven't pulled the trigger on some of the cabinetry that would go with something like that. But it sounds like a great product.
Yeah, Tim. Yeah, you got to go to our website and get more information on it, and let us know when you're ready.
I will. This could end up being an expensive phone call to CK Contracting. Well worth it.
Yes. Yes, the projects, you know, they all add up. However, the enjoyment that people get out of them is usually well worth more than the money that's mm-hmm. spent on them.
Well, Chris, talk about some of the other outdoor living projects that CK Contracting has been involved with, because, you know, a lot of people may not have the option of adding square footage, heated square footage onto their home. So expanding their living space in their backyard or in the outdoors is a great option because it's it, it, we're so fortunate to live in an area that you can, even in the summertime, you can enjoy your outdoor space if it's shaded, and maybe you're lucky enough to set yourself up in your outdoor space where there's a nice breeze coming through or a wind tunnel or something like that to keep all the bugs away too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The projects typically range from an outdoor pool house, which is it's an accessory structure. It could even be an accessory dwelling. Between structure and dwelling, that's a conversation we could spend too much time on. But essentially, an accessory structure is a pool house, and that would be heated, cooled space. And then we also do pool cabanas, which are similar. However, they're open to the air. It's a covered space. It could have ceiling fans in there to provide that breeze. It could have Bahama shutters in there to open and close to encourage more breeze. And it's obviously not heated and cooled. However, we do have one that we're doing now that will have gas heaters in it. Mm-hmm. To take the frost out of the air, so to speak, in the wintertime when they want to enjoy it outside. And then after a pool cabana, it would be an outdoor space, usually captured under an elevated house. Mm-hmm. So, and those spaces can be in one of two areas or even both areas. One area being under a back patio. Mm-hmm. So you have a screened in porch up above. We'll finish the space below that area with there again, ceiling fans, get some ceiling fans in there, get lighting in there, get kitchen cabinets in there. And sometimes we'll even incorporate some of the garage space as well. Should they want more space incorporated with it. And many times CK Contracting is working in conjunction with a pool contractor as well. We've worked with several pool contractors in the area here. I encourage other pool contractors to reach out to us for those clients that want that outdoor space as well. It's a real collaborative effort it's typically three players. One, the general contractor, CK Contracting, two, the pool contractor, and then three, the landscaping contractor. Mm-hmm. There could be other people involved as well, such as landscape architect, architect for the dwelling, or even a structural engineer. So getting everyone on the same page of knowing what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, where it's going. There's a lot of trenching work involved, and it's a lot of collaboration. Outdoor spaces are, on the surface, they seem quite easy. However, when you have a lot of moving parts with these different parties, more so in tighter locations, maybe downtown or even that Daniel Island project, space was limited. So it gets a little, you got to make sure you have a cohesive plan that everyone's on the same page with. And it usually takes several pre-construction meetings. Mm-hmm. Before you even start.
Yeah, you've got considerations with whatever municipality that you're living in. There might be a setback on the rear of your property where you can't build more than closer than 6 feet or to your neighboring property or property line, that kind of thing. And
yes.
And CK Contracting, you all handle all of those different things, including the permitting and so forth.
Absolutely, yeah. It's part of the permitting process. And typically, you know, if there's not a pool already there, you know, we'll have the pool builder shoot the pool. This is important. We want to know our elevations. Have them go first, and then we can easily follow behind. Get the structure, the rough structure done, then have the pool people come back and essentially finish the pool. They could also finish it before the rough structure. We typically like the rough structure in place beforehand. This keeps dust and debris out of the pool and the pool water, which is rather critical as well. But yeah, things like that are really important to consider, that oftentimes people do not. Sometimes people call us and they're like, "Hey, yeah, we're getting a pool put in our backyard next month, and we want a pool cabana." And usually that window of opportunity is lost, where we can have the pool done in conjunction with the pool cabana. Mm-hmm. Just the permitting process, and you know, we. With a pool cabana, we probably have 8 inspections. With a pool house, there's probably closer to 9 or 10 or even more inspections. Those are items that add to the timeline as well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of what brand of pressure treated lumber will CK Contracting typically use with some of these outdoor living structures? And the reason I ask is, I had a conversation with someone recently that said that that the lumber manufacturers had to take a certain, I think it was arsenic, out of the the formula they used to pressure treat the lumber, and it made the lumber a little bit more vulnerable to rot and decay and things like that.
Yes, yeah. That now the arsenic coming out of it, that goes. Don't quote me on it. I'm sure a lumber rep could speak better of it than I could, but I'm gonna say probably about 15 years ago, they took that arsenic out. Maybe it was only 10 years ago. And yeah, they've had issues with treated lumber not getting fully treated. It seems as though that issue has been corrected. I don't know if it's more copper that they put into it or whatever the case might be. But yes, there has been issues with the treatment of it. CK Contracting, we only use a number one KDAT material for just about any application. KDAT. It's an acronym for kiln dried after treatment.
Oh, kiln dried. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's less likely to warp, crack, split. Now that number one is rated for strength. It's not. It's not technically appearance. However, the appearance is much better than what they would call in the industry as wet or number two.
Yep.
Now, if it's a appearance grade, there's a handful of suppliers in town that provide they might refer to it as an elite product, whereas it's visually graded. And then it's also pre-primed, which mm-hmm. anyone can tell you here in the low country, our weather and paint, exterior paint, don't go well together. Mm-hmm. So yeah, anything we could do ahead of time, any proactive, you know, measures we can take to ensure a better paint finish and a longer paint finish as well, we will definitely take. And getting that... getting a much higher quality visual product, the treated lumber and pre-primed, is definitely advantageous. It's, mm-hmm. it's more money, of course. However, repainting a house or even a a pool house, it's not cheap either. So yeah. We'd rather spend it the first time, not the second time.
Don't buy pressure treated lumber from a big box store. Buy it from one of the local lumber yards, like Buck Lumber or Southern Lumber, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I would agree with that. Yeah. They have higher grades of lumber. Yeah, the KDAT is, you know, Southern used to have a product called Supreme, which was just, it was like an old growth material. I have some of the decking on my house. It's no longer available. I think maybe it'll become available again sometime soon. But yes, a grain of lumber like that is just it's hard to come by.
Yeah, that's why the old historic homes downtown have been around for so long, because they use that old growth lumber that was so dense and hard termites don't like that kind of old growth. For example.
Yeah. So yeah, we had a project a while ago downtown where we were putting new windows in a project, and it was in the French Quarter, I think, area, and very much a historic building, and it was a stucco exterior, which is kind of typical, and then for the sills, the window sills, they were giant slabs of Southern yellow pine. Mm-hmm. And these slabs were set in and then stuccoed around and just painted. Wasn't treated lumber or anything. And in today's world, that's like so many red flags. However, this pine material was as strong as could be. You know, it must have been 100 or probably 200 years old. And I was really amazed by that. So, yes, that old growth heart pine is naturally insect resistant. Mm-hmm.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about having an outdoor living project started in their home, or perhaps building a custom home or a remodel project with CK Contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they can call the office at 843-352-4975, or they could just go to our website. That's CK Contracting SC. Can't forget the SC. That's for South Carolina. .com, CK Contracting SC.com. That's our website. We have an inquiry page there that will go to our email, and they could tell us a little bit about their project, their address, what they're trying to accomplish. And within 24 hours, unless it's on a Saturday, we will give them a call back and schedule a time to meet with them and see how CK Contracting can help accomplish their needs and wants.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. And you can always find CK Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Chris.
Absolutely, Tim. Thank you.
And joining us right now is Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good, thank you. Sarah, take a moment and tell everyone about Flooring Factory.
All right. So Flooring Factory is a flooring and remodeling business here in the Lowcountry. We first started out as contractors here in the area, and then over time in 2017, our owners decided to open a retail stop and kind of have it in mind that this was going to be a one-stop shop for homeowners. So we worked very hard to build a company that's reliable and honest while providing an incomparable customer experience. We worked with countless builders in the surrounding areas, and we really pride ourselves in the products that we have to offer and in our service.
All right, good deal. And Flooring Factory, you folks specialize in all sorts of different types of flooring for homeowners that are remodeling and building custom homes. But Flooring Factory also provides cabinetry, right?
Yes, we do. So we work with three cabinetry manufacturers. We work with Waypoint, Fabiwood, and Merillat. They are amazing companies that offer the most amazing cabinetry products. We have so many door styles and so many colors, and we can also customize to the homeowner's desire. We can do any type of, like the spice rack. We can do really any type of storage design that a customer is looking forward to having in their kitchen.
Gotcha. So Flooring Factory can help you with all your flooring needs, and also if you are remodeling your kitchen or bathroom with the cabinetry. What happens when a homeowner wants to change the footprint of the kitchen or the bathroom? Is that something would the homeowner would have to hire a separate general contractor, or can Flooring Factory kind of take care of everything?
Well, we definitely first consult with the customer on exactly what the wall is supporting, and if it's something we can easily knock down or we can easily modify, we definitely take care of it. But anything that would cause, you know, significant, I guess you could say, change to the home, we definitely wouldn't advise doing that. We definitely wouldn't recommend. We just really take out anything that, you know, wouldn't cause so much issue in the home, and we can definitely take care of that.
Right. So if it's not a load-bearing wall, then Flooring Factory can even remodel your kitchen a little bit more extensively. What about sure. when you're putting everything back, you know, with like the molding in the kitchen or the bathroom or things like that? Does Flooring Factory take care of all those little details?
We do. We have our own in-house installers, so we are able to take care of any little transition, any molding. We have our own cabinetry installers as well, flooring, so we can handle it all here.
Okay, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, let's talk about some of the two showrooms for Flooring Factory. You folks have been in Goose Creek for a long time, and you moved from one location to a temporary location, and now you're back in a more permanent location in Goose Creek. Talk about what people will experience when they visit the Goose Creek Flooring Factory showroom.
Yes, so we first started out in Goose Creek. So we have a special place in our hearts for Goose Creek. So we recently opened up in the Shannon Park Plaza, right by the Planet Fitness. It's 214 St. James Avenue, and it is a replica of our Mount Pleasant showroom. So we have endless selections of flooring. We have tile, hardwood, we have laminate, luxury vinyl, carpet, cabinetry, hardware. You know, so it's the same concept and with the same idea that we really just want to cater to the needs of the residents that are in Goose Creek.
Okay, very good. And then and then Flooring Factory also opened up a showroom in Mount Pleasant. And the striking thing that people will experience when they visit either of the Flooring Factory showrooms is that awesome white flooring. I can't remember the name of the type of
epoxy.
Yes. And it, if I remember correctly, it's very shiny. I think there's maybe some glitter in it or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely glossy. We wanted a floor that wouldn't really contrast with the samples that the customers are looking at. So white is perfect for that. They can visualize what that floor would look like in their home a lot easier. And when our showroom has, it's very white. So our showroom has all these white lights, and we really wanted to be able to show to our customers that, you know, this is what this would look like in your home, you know, kind of just help them visualize it a little bit better.
Right. So the flooring products that Flooring Factory is showcasing doesn't conflict with whatever you have on the floor itself.
Yes, exactly. That was our whole idea.
Well, it's very beautiful. Does Flooring Factory, have you ever had customers ask, can you do this kind of epoxy in my house?
We have, yes, and we definitely have a contact that we recommend. But ideally, these floors are great for, you know, commercial areas and also like garages. Mm-hmm. So that's typically what we recommend to our customers. This wouldn't be ideal for a living room or anything like that.
Gotcha. And I understand that Flooring Factory, you folks have are offering a discount on some of your luxury vinyl products.
Yes. So we are currently offering 10% off select Shaw luxury vinyl products. Shaw is a wide known flooring company here in our industry. So we really just wanted to offer our customers great quality floorings with great warranties at a great price. So starting from April all the way to June, that is what we'll be offering our customers.
10%
and we
off.
Have 10% off, and we have a very wide selection of colors, patterns, anything that a homeowner might be looking for, we can have it, find it within the sale.
And those luxury vinyl plank floors, they're popping up everywhere. A lot of people have embraced them. Why do you think they're so popular?
Well, they're definitely popular because of their waterproof quality. A lot of homeowners are looking for flooring that are very low maintenance, and they are perfect for homes that are high traffic, you know, especially with dogs and things like that. So it's just a flooring that homeowners can really just kind of rely on. And I think that's why it makes it so popular amongst homeowners.
And is it considered a floating floor? So you can put it on like a slab, for example?
Yes. So if you are installing it over a slab, we would just recommend putting a moisture barrier there and then installing the floor. But if you are in a plywood, you can always just install right on top of the plywood.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Flooring Factory?
Well, they can definitely visit our website at flooringfactorysc.com. On our website, you'll be able to see our products, our services, a little bit more about us, our contact information. They can always call in. They can call in at 843-790-4354 and select option 1 for Goose Creek or option 2 for Mount Pleasant. And our customer service specialist will be right there to provide them with all the information they need.
Well, that's great. Well, I've always been very impressed with Flooring Factory. I think one of the first questions that I asked you folks when you came on board with Charleston Home and Design Magazine was, is this a franchise? Because mm-hmm. it's everything, your logo, your marketing material, the way your showrooms are laid out. It looks so good. You could replicate this and become a franchisee, you know, all over the country. So I think Flooring Factory is one of the best companies you see in the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So thank you so much for doing that. And we have been talking with Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Tim. You have a wonderful day.
And joining us now is Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. How are you, Rutledge?
I am doing great, Tim. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Rutledge, take a moment and tell everyone about Coralberry Cottage.
Coralberry Cottage is a furniture store with a coastal bent, and we offer locally made handcrafted wood tables, made in North Carolina, sofas and chairs. And our real niche is just giving excellent service and attention. We also have great rugs.
All right. Good deal. So Coralberry Cottage, you folks are a home furnishing store. What would you say Coralberry Cottage is best known for?
We're definitely known for the coastal look, which not everybody wants to plaster everything with seashells, but there is still a coastal aesthetic to do more with color palette and wood tones, where it's very light and it recalls the colors that are in nature, like the sand and the sky and the water and the marsh grass. So just a nice soothing palette of colors. Often the wood tones that we use are on the lighter side. Gray is still very popular around here, so there is a lot of gray, but we're also seeing more just sort of a blonde tones basically to the woods. And we're known for our slip covered sofas and chairs. People love the fact that they can put them in the washing machine especially around here with everybody loving their dogs and going to the beach and wearing sunscreen. It's a nice, it still looks nice, but it gives it that practicality and wash and wear.
Good deal. All right. And so Coralabrae Cottage, you folks have got a new location. You're a very well-known home furnishing destination in Charleston for many. How long has Coralabrae Cottage been around?
For 13 years.
13 years. And you've got quite a good reputation here in Charleston. And you have a new location. Tell everyone about your new location.
We do. We were for a little over a year, we were in a spot that was right on 17, but people found it tricky to get in and out of. So when we had the opportunity to go over to the town center, we jumped on that because people find that much easier to get in and out of. So this is at the very northern end of the town center. It's 1903 North Highway 17. It's in the part where Verizon and Marble Slab, and we're in between Marble Slab and a Happy Nails.
Gotcha. All right. Good deal. And is the new Coralabrae Cottage location about the same size as your previous location?
It is more like the size of our first location ever, where we were for 10 years. But it is a really nice space with the it's funny because the last location was technically bigger, but some people thought it was smaller. People just have
different
an interesting sense of, sometimes when things are this one is sort of more like our first location in that it curves around and has nooks and crannies a little bit more. Previously, we were in a wide open space, which some people felt looked bigger, some people felt looked smaller. But at any rate, this is a nice light-filled space, and it has very pretty floors, which we're excited about because we were previously – we had painted concrete, and it wasn't particularly attractive. So, or nice. Easy on the feet. Now it's easier on the feet.
Oh, good deal. You've managed to put the entire Coralabrae Cottage store back together. It's always a big deal when you're moving.
It was an ordeal. But we'd done it before, so we knew what to expect. But it is always a challenge to get the previous place completely empty and then the new place beautiful and ready. But yes, I'm proud of the fact that we were only closed 3 business days and reopened, fully decorated and ready to go.
Good. Do me a favor and for our listeners' sake, take us on a virtual tour of the Coralabrae Cottage showroom. So you mentioned you're right near Marble Slab Creamery. That's a very popular place, especially right now with the warmer weather. And you walk into Coralabrae Cottage, and what will you experience?
We, as in all of our showrooms, we start with the white sectional sofa right as you enter the doorway. You'll see the white sectional sofa. It's kind of the oomph factor. And we have beautiful lighting hung as well across from the sectional. Also, something you'll see right away is one of our locally crafted wood hutches. And in a very pretty pale gray, and it has a contrast backing and a rainwash, Sherwin Williams rainwash color that's really pretty. So that is the main impact, but you will also notice lots of little accessories, lamps, rugs on the floor. We have a brand new checkout station that was made by our local craftsman. That's a beautiful pub height table made of pine. Also, you'll see reclaimed, locally crafted reclaimed wood tables as you meander through. There are local artists have supplied the paintings. We have a lot more wall space than we had previously, so we have room for paintings, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And as you move deeper in, you will start getting the sense that it's a design studio. It's because most of what we do is special orders, custom orders. We do sell off the floor, but people tend to see the way we've customized our offerings that are at the showroom, and they want to create their own custom creation as well. So midway through the store, you're going to see hanging fabric swatches. There's 500 or so of those, many, many, many rug samples, many wood samples. And we have that all sort of as a workstation unit in the center. And as you round the corner, you'll see more swivel chairs and sofa, and then a beautifully crafted dining table with a nice chandelier hanging over it. And our last location, as I mentioned, we did not have the best floor, so we had a lot of rugs on the floor. Now those have all been cleaned and they're all rolled up and displayed in a neat way in the back. And those are on sale for 25% off. If it was on the floor, it's for sale.
Cool. On sale. Excellent. Well, that sounds great. And and you mentioned a lot of people special order. What is the time frame for, you know, coming in to see you and placing an order and then getting delivery on their furniture?
Oh, I'm happy to say it is basically back to normal. It depends on the vendor specifically, but at this point, we're talking about a matter of weeks versus months. The North Carolina furniture line, that's slip covered sofas and chairs, that is our most popular line, that's 6 to 8 weeks. Our local guy, who he makes everything himself, so it is one at a time with him, and he runs kind of on the long end at 3 months. But nothing else that we have in the store will you wait longer than 3 months for.
Very good. And as far as design services, if people need a hand with how everything is going to flow in their home, does Coralberry Cottage offer any kind of design services?
We do. We can come to your house. There is a charge for that, but we offer free services at the store. You can bring your floor plan. I encourage people to bring pictures of the furniture that they want to keep, or perhaps that they're considering having painted or what have you, so that we can keep those items in mind while we pick out the new items. We also advise on paint colors. I have helped people reconfigure their kitchens. We can, you know, advise on granite flooring, whatever you need.
Good deal. So yeah, a lot of people, it's very easy today to take photos and bring those in and then show you and get some free design advice that way.
Yes, absolutely. We're happy to.
Well, good deal. We're almost out of time, but, tell everyone you have a special event happening today, this morning, starting at 11 o'clock.
We do at our new location. We are celebrating the grand opening there. With a party, we'll have champagne and little treats from Hamby Catering, and $25. The first 25 people through the door will get a $25 gift card as well.
Excellent, excellent. So the first 25 people, and you open at 11 today?
We do.
Okay, so there'll probably be a little few people waiting outside to take advantage of that $25 gift card. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Coralberry Cottage in the meantime?
We are on Instagram and Facebook, but the easiest way to find us is at coralberrycottage.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. Come and see their brand new location, their brand new store. Especially today, and you'll be able to take advantage of some light bites and party atmosphere. And if you're one of the first 25 people, you get a $25 gift card. So that's great. Thanks so much, Rutledge.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week